from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
By the trade deadline in February. Okay. That might be an
It's funny you go that far. Like, well, how many teams have made a move at the deadline and won? You know what I mean?
Well, Dallas made a move last deadline and it really helped them.
Well, no, the next following year. But I'm talking about 18-2 when the Warriors started off great and that ended up with the chip. You kind of want to know who you are, grow, and do that together from Jump Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what I'm saying is I think they're going to, if there's possible, they go into the season with this team and then you play out your games for 30, 35 right, games, wow. 40. Everybody else plays 40 games and then stuff happens.
Right.
Players become available. Players get hurt and other teams need help. That's when, but I would think they're going to make another move by the trade deadline. But here's the other thing. They got three big moves.
Three
okay. Coming up.
All right.
Three coming up. And my question to Warrior fans is, I'm going to give you the three choices, and then my question is, what do you do? What do you do? All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And I'm going to go.
I got my catcher's mitt.
I'm going to go in order of, just go in any order.
All right.
Okay. Do
number
you
one?
Look at I love it.
E-Dog, who was in the house.
Do you or do you not extend Jonathan Kuminga this offseason for, let's just say, 4 years and at least $160 million, okay. Something like that?
No. And the reason I say no quickly, Steiny, is I've got burnt the last two times I've done that with Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole. Again, I can't bet on what I hope he is. If we're going to play hardball, and that's what the Warriors are doing, and that's what they did, if you want to label what they did with Klay Thompson hardball, what's wrong with letting Jonathan Kuminga grow, ball out, and then you pay him? Why would you do something when you don't? Bob Myers, you don't have to make a decision until you have to.
All right. Can I assume because you're not going to extend Kuminga, you also wouldn't extend Moses Moody,
no,
who's in the same position?
No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the
what would
one.
You do to that on Moody? Is it because that's I feel like a no brainer. The days of handing out cash, that's over.
Well, but if you could get him, if you think he's going to be on the team for the next 3 years, and you can get him for $15 million over 3 years. Maybe you do something like that. Right. He's scheduled to make 5.8 this year. So he's going to make that regardless.
Okay.
But if you're going to be consistent, I got you. And number three is the big boy.
Here we go. I don't even know what it is.
This is the big boy because I've done a lot of research on this. On August 6th, Steph Curry is eligible for a one-year extension. He's got two more years guaranteed left on his contract. So he's going to be making 55 this year, 59 the following year. And then on August 6th, which is the third anniversary of his signing of the big contract,
okay,
he's eligible for a one-year extension starting at $63 million. So what I want to talk about is, what do you do if you're the Warriors? What do you do if you're Curry? What do you want to do if you're Curry? What do you want to do if you're the Warriors? Steph Curry can get one more year guaranteed on August 6th.
I'm telling you, I just...
Who do you want to be, Lacob or can
Curry?
Can I be Curry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be Lacob.
All right. This might be a two-second conversation.
People like the role play.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try to mumble like Steph.
So, I don't think he mumbles.
Yeah, he mumbles. I'll just be Steinmetz. Obviously, Joe, you guys know I'm eligible for a one-year extension on August 6th. I have two more years, but you could lock me in for a third year in 2026, 2027. I'd love that security.
I'll tell you what, Steph, okay. I understand that. Yeah. How's the family doing?
Oh, dynamite.
And you're not hurting for any money?
That's irrelevant, Joe.
But I'm just telling you.
I'm eligible for a one-year extension for 2026, 2027 on August 6th, and I'd like it.
We're going to give it to you, Steph.
Okay, thank you.
I have a favor.
What?
We don't have to do this right away.
No, we don't, but I'm eligible for it now, and I'd like it.
Yeah, you are
eligible.
And
one of the reasons, and Mr. Lacob, one of the reasons that I'm interested in this is because, and you know, it's not about money, but I have 2 years left on my contract right now, and I just would love to lock in one more year. That would be three, and at that point we are finally talking about me retiring as a Warrior. So maybe I'll play three more, and then that'll be it. But it would really mean a lot to lock in that third year.
Okay, I'll tell you what,
mm-hmm.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
All right.
You got it, Steph.
Thank you very much.
Let's go get him.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Simple as that, Stoney.
All right.
Because your boy holds all the cards. I'm just thinking Steph is not going to go for that, knowing, you know what, Joe? I'm going to do you a wink, wink solid. Let's see what we got going here, who we can get, what we can get. I'm good, money-wise. And I know you're going to take care of me, but if it's in the best interest of the team to not do it right now, to give me that extension, let's wait.
It's not necessarily in the best interest of the team or not in the best interest of the team. Here's the other thing. Okay, and here's the other thing, Joe, and let's work together on this. We all know that if things go a little sideways, that you might, you could think about trading me and
oh, you're saying you want out, back. Mike, possibly.
No.
Well, but sounds like a step.
No, what I'm saying, Joe, is if you were to trade me, let's say at this trading deadline, do you think you would have more value if I only had 1 year and a little left on my contract, or 2 years and a little? Because if a team trades for me, you know, if I have two more years left on my deal, you might be able to get more for me because they know I'm locked up for at least 2+ years when I get traded there. That's another reason I was thinking you'd give me the extension now, is because I might have more value if we trade.
No, I appreciate your thoughts and sentiments, but I got to tell you, Steph, I didn't get to be where I'm at by not being proactive. And I get what you're saying, but we're trying to get back into contention. That's not going to come up. We're not headed down that road. So
okay,
let's just hit pause, and we'll reconvene a couple months and see where things are. And you know I'm going to take care of you and Aisha.
Right. On August 6th is when you're going to first do it, regardless. On August 6th is...
Well, Curry, I just asked, you know, we could kick the can down the road. There's no urgency. You're hurting for money?
No, there is urgency for me, Joe. There is urgency because...
Elaborate.
Yeah, what would be just wonderful for me is that when I'm 39 years old, I'm 36 now, Joe. So I would love to lock in the biggest salary I've ever made in my entire NBA career, the year that I'm the oldest I've ever been in my career. Like, that would be a real boy, would that be unbelievable security for me, knowing that at 39, I'm going to be making $60 million.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it means that much to you, Steph, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, that's all right.
You got it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you all right.
It. And that's how it's going to go.
All right. I wonder.
Man, Stine,
I wonder.
Like, and I was thinking about this driving home. What you say and convey to fans, because you're one of a kind, you don't have that dynamic or that trait of a fan. So it's so easy for you to prophesize about, you know what, maybe we trade Steph or maybe he's not a Warrior. And I'm not saying that's wrong, Stine, but there's no emotion from you. When I hear Steph in another jersey or even think about it, I break out. You know what I'm saying? Because there's that.
Well, then lock me up.
But like you did for Minnesota when you rooted for him and you text like, how the hell can you guys do this?
Yeah.
But that's why fans are where they're at. And when they hear the possibility of an icon like Steph Curry not finishing his career in a Warrior uniform, it's painful. But Joe Lacob, Stine, okay, so you're going to, what did you say? He's going to make how much million in 3 years? What
was it? 63.
Okay, but how much is Lacob in the Warriors making it? You know what I mean? That's times 100.
Sure.
And that's what Dibs and everybody was talking about from the business component of keeping Curry in the gate.
Then let me play devil's advocate.
Al Pacino.
Why don't you be Curry?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, you know what? I've been talking to Aisha.
I know everything.
August 6th is around the corner. I like to get this thing done and out the way.
Well,
I want to be a Warrior to the end of time.
Oh, we'd love that.
Let's
do it. Obviously. Well, you're eligible for a 1 year extension.
Yes, sir.
So
I'm ready.
Yeah. Well, Steph, I got to tell you, and you know,
tell
we
me
love
what.
You. Well, you see the way things have changed around here.
You guys couldn't pull off the Paul George trade.
Yeah, we're trying
That's
to do a lot of different things. One of the reasons we couldn't pull off the Paul George trade was because we were so hamstrung with our salary structure. So we want you here forever, but...
Okay, great. We're, August 6th, August 7th.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. I'll tell you what. Why don't we give you that last year, let's say... Because you're going to be 38, 39 then. Let's just make that last year like 35.
Wow, Joe. I'll have my people get in contact with you. I'm done here.
Okay.
That's a slap in the face. So...
40?
Yeah. Nah. I really think he's at this juncture where he'll give the team a hometown discount. I really believe that. So put that in the cap. I think that's what's going to pop off. I'm tired of acting, Stine.
Yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, I'm bad.
Well, I want to ask Warrior fans, like, what do you do? And we could start with a Curry. Again, he's eligible for a 1 year extension on August 6th.
Give it, damn.
Does it, first of all, does he want one?
Mm.
Does he want to, he's eligible to sign a 1 year deal in 26, 27. For $63 million.
Why, real quick, we got Sam Amick coming up at 12 o'clock.
And we will ask him.
Yeah,
he was just
in front of him, but why would Steph, I'm not saying you're wrong. Why would he not want that?
Exactly.
He's all in right now, Stine.
I know.
The Warriors have to know they should have that money already waiting. But I think Steph is going to be like, you know what? I've never taken a pay cut. Let's do this. And hit the subtract button on the calculator. It's got to happen.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to put myself in Steph Curry's position. And I would want, like, if I'm eligible on August 6th to guarantee my contract in 26, 27 at $63 million, when it might be the last year of my deal, I don't know why he wouldn't want that. I'm wondering about that with Warrior fans. And the other thing is like, I get, let's say Lacob and Curry kind of want to work together to make it best for the Warriors. I don't know. Is it better for the Warriors to have Curry locked up for 3 years if and when, if ever, they have to think about trading him? Or would it be better if he only has 2 years? Like, would that theoretical team that is... trading for him, would they want him locked up for 3 years or two, or does it matter?
Man, and how uncomfortable would that, if not uncomfortable, but it's real, do you think those two men get together and actually talk about, because it would be a failure. Nobody's fault, just the team couldn't get back the death of a dynasty to where they actually have a conversation, Stine, face-to-face about the possibility or the planning of me being somewhere else to where you are right. If you got less years, that it's easier to get rid of you. But man, to think it's come to that, that's just, I mean, just think about it. Think about where we're at if that were to come up in their conversation.
Well, and that's like, that's what I'm getting at. If you're Joe Lacob, do you just rip off that check for $63 million in 2026, 27? And I do think the answer is going to be yes. I do. Wow. And I think if I were Joe Lacob, I'd say yes also. But I don't know. Will it make Steph Curry more attractive? Like the other thing is, like, if you're Steph Curry and you just saw Klay Thompson dealing with his basketball mortality.
Right. And I think that's going to help Steph. Not that he needs it.
I mean, just goodness gracious, if somebody right now were to say, I can lock you into a monster number your last year, or for one more, it's kind of like what LeBron's doing.
Yeah. But what you don't want to have happen is what Kobe did.
Which is?
When he got that, they were just done. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to the Mamba. But he got that contract, and the team was hamstrung for the foreseeable future.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors still have three decisions this offseason. What do you do with Kuminga? What do you do with Moody? And what do you do with Steph Curry? Do you think Steph Curry's going to want that one-year extension in less than a month?
Man.
Like, that's when it's coming down the pike. And what about Kuminga? The other thing we can do is I made a list, Guru, of some wish list people for the Warriors.
Okay.
I think there's some guys on here that are gettable. They're gettable.
Well, it's going to cost us some that are on here now. Because we are small.
Well,
size is a problem. And I know we led the league in rebounding, but that's not the only time size comes into play. It's defense. It's everything. And I'm just like, they got a lot of the same thing. Like, I was driving home thinking, I like Melton. And had he not got hurt, he's right. He probably would have got re-upped with this current former team. But I'm looking at Moses Moody, Stoney. You could use Melton as a comp. Like, maybe could you become as good as Melton in this league? I don't know, but I think that's fair. But how can Moody reach his full potential with guys like that in his way? Then you got Pods, GP2. It's like the Warriors got a lot of the same thing for right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You're doing this because I wrote down their roster. And, okay, like if you do it this way, who's their point guard? Okay, Steph Curry. How many minutes a game is he going to play? Let's just say 30.
Okay.
Let's say
32.
Let's be conservative. Right. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but he's getting up there. So let's go 30.
That's a one.
Who's the backup point guard?
I think it's Pods.
Okay. So I'll give Pods 18 minutes at the backup point guard.
Okay.
Okay. Shooting guard.
Right now,
who starts?
DeAnthony Melton for me.
Okay. And how many minutes does he play?
Let's say
28.
Yeah, 28.
28. Yeah. Well, now you got Buddy Hield and Moody.
The Buddy Hield's coming off the bench.
They got a split 20 minutes so far.
Right. And Moody would get more than Buddy Hield.
Okay, so you've acquired Buddy Hield for $9 million,
yeah.
But he's only...
He'd give me about...
Under this, you know, with no injuries, and I get it, there's always going to be injuries.
But it'd give me about 12 to 14 minutes a game, Stoney.
Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Hield...
And that can fluctuate.
Sure,
that's the beauty
of course.
You know what I mean?
These are all averages.
Yeah.
Now, Gary Payton. We like to use him as
I need 15 to 20
forward.
Minutes from him.
Okay, but I'm going to assume Wiggins is still our starting forward.
No doubt.
What can we expect from him?
If you watch the summit at Fremont Bank yesterday on 95.7
sure.
The game, we don't know what to expect. But we're hoping for the best.
Let's give him 28, 30 minutes.
Oh, minute-wise.
Yeah,
oh, no doubt. 30 minutes for sure.
Okay, 30 minutes.
Yeah, oh, no, man.
All right, so now we got Payton and Anderson.
Okay.
And then we still got Draymond Green and Kuminga at the four spot. Now, Draymond can play some five. My point is I do think there's a glut here.
Oh, man. Good word.
You know, last year we talked about the Warriors and, like, they had too many guys that were duplicates, et cetera. I mean, you can't play. I'm just going the point guard, shooting guard, small forward. Curry, Pajemski, Melton, Hield, Moody, Payton II, Wiggins, And I got to put Kyle Anderson in there because he probably plays some three. So that's what I mean when you say, Steiner, you think they're done. I don't think they're done. I don't think they're done. I don't know if they're going to be able to make a move in the next week or 2 weeks. But I look at the roster, and if everybody's healthy, and I get it, that's a big if in the NBA. But you,
can you understand?
You can't play. Somebody's not going to play as much as they think, and it might be two guys.
Yeah. Can you understand how I hate when you draw the line in the sand about, hey, we still got the trading deadline after the season starts, just as a coach or as a fan, Steiner, I hate that. Like, I want us to be whole, get training camp, and then you develop that bond. But I get it. It's a reality. But, damn, if you need the deadline going into that season, that tells me one thing. It didn't work out with what we had, hoping to not need a move
not necessarily,
at the deadline.
Not necessarily. Why are you not allowing for the fact that they could be 30-20 at the deadline and do like a baseball team and add a big boy?
Right.
Like,
if
Lauri Markkanen, let's say, signs an extension with the Jazz on August 6th.
Gotcha. I heard you guys yesterday.
He could be traded the day of the trade deadline. So in theory, you could acquire Markkanen and he'd be under contract at the trade deadline. So maybe at that point you're actually 30-20 and you have the opportunity to get Markkanen. He's locked up. He's 26. That's I just think the Warriors, that's what I mean by I don't think they have a deadline right now.
Yeah. You didn't even mention, we didn't mention Looney.
Well, why?
Cuz I think he's going to be on the floor.
I mean, he's going to have trouble getting on the floor if Draymond's
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.